G. Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Supreme Court hears arguments today in Donald Trump's appeal of the Colorado ruling that strikes his name from the ballot in next month's primary. Here's ABC's Devin Dwyer.
But the consensus expectation is that this will happen very quickly for the Supreme Court. Days or weeks, certainly not months. The Colorado primary is coming up on March 5th. And so the expectation is that this Supreme Court will want Colorado voters to have an answer before then.
The high court there ruled that Trump violated the 14th Amendment by engaging in insurrection. The immigration deal tied to funding for Israel and Ukraine, not even brought up for a vote in the Senate. Democrats say Republicans weren't interested in solving the border problems. They just didn't want Joe Biden to score a win before the election. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has left the Middle East, wrapping up his fifth trip to the region since the Israel-Hamas conflict broke out. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu rejecting the latest Hamas-proposed ceasefire. This is ABC News. For more than a week, a Chicago hospital has been struggling with the effects of a cyber attack.
Since last Wednesday, Lurie Children's Hospital's phones and computers have been offline, patients' medical records inaccessible. Experts warn it could take weeks to get the hospital systems back up and running. The FBI is now investigating the attack, which has forced the hospital to cancel some procedures and elective surgeries.
That's ABC's Lana Moise. Hospitals have been frequent targets of cyber criminals recently. A new report from federal officials now says Chinese hackers have been lurking inside critical American networks for at least 5 years. The worry they could be ready to launch attacks on infrastructure if there's a conflict between the U.S. and China. And Ford may be dialing back some of the technology in its cars. It now says it may discontinue the auto park feature, where the car can parallel park on its own. It turns out not many people use it, preferring to take the wheel and parallel park themselves. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Attention jewelry lovers. Sparkle and shine with our exquisite collection at Goodman's Jewelers. From dazzling diamonds to stunning gemstones, we have the perfect piece for every occasion. Discover the timeless beauty that lasts a lifetime. Our knowledgeable staff is ready to assist you. Come visit us at 220 State Street or visit our website at goodmansjewelers.com. That's goodmansjewelers.com. Goodman's Jewelers, where every moment is a masterpiece.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Universities of Wisconsin have a new website listing all online courses across the system's 13 campuses. The website lists more than 200 online programs and links to the campuses that offer the classes. The UW system is facing an $18 million deficit by this summer after years of declining enrollment and lower state aid. 4 2-year branch campuses are closing. President Biden and Donald Trump are dead even in the latest Marquette Law School poll. Trump's up slightly when you add in third-party candidates who took a sizable chunk of the votes.
I think it reflects the broad dissatisfaction with both Trump and Biden as the matchup. And so people unhappy with that are expressing it by saying at this point they'd vote third party.
Pollster Charles Franklin spoke with the Devil's Advocates radio show on Wednesday. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
The Badgers lose again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers losing to Michigan 72-68. Wisconsin has now lost three in a row. That's their longest losing streak of the season. The Badgers struggled with three-point shots, played poorly on defense. They're ranked 11th in the nation and losing in Ann Arbor to a Michigan team that came into the game with a five-game losing streak and a record of just 8 wins and 15 losses. The Badgers, now 16-7, play Rutgers this Saturday. Baseball, the Brewers adding some players. Dodgers. They've signed right-hander Jacob Junis to a one-year deal, and they've also added catcher Gary Sanchez from the Padres to a one-year contract worth $7 million. And now former Brewer Colin Burns saying so long to fans in Milwaukee after being traded to Baltimore.
You know, obviously thank the fans, thank the organization. That's the only organization I've been a part of up to this point. Had a lot of winning seasons, a lot of good baseball over there. Felt honored to be a part of, you know, the best stretch of baseball in Brewers history.
That's the Orioles' Colin Burns with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Breezy and mild with scattered showers, even a couple of isolated thunderstorms possible this afternoon. We'll get to 53 for a high. The wind out of the south at 15 to 25, gusting to around 35. Tonight, light rain showers, then mostly cloudy. Our low 39 tomorrow, sunny 49 on Saturday. Sunshine, 37. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's 92.7 FM at 1580 AM, Madison. I'm John Peterson, and Gordon Young is also beside me here, and we're broadcasting from Madison State Street, a block away from the Capitol. How are you doing, Gordon?
Doing well, and John, good morning to you. How are you?
Well, good, good.
Yeah, it's the eighth day of February. Can you believe it? We made it through the first week of February?
I can't believe it.
I know. It was touch and go there for a while, but here we are.
By the way, some people didn't make it. My hat's off to them, and... thoughts and prayers.
Okay, thoughts and prayers. Okay, it's really mild out this morning. 41 degrees. It feels
isn't that beautiful.
Great.
I know. Last night I took the dog out, and I thought, wow, this is like a summer day out here. Why wasn't it like this during the day?
I know it. Yeah, it's going to be cloudy today, all day long. We might get some rain a couple of times, probably this afternoon, and highs today, get this, get ready for this, highs today going to be in the mid-50s.
Yeah. I'm not ready for that. I'm not ready.
Well, you better get ready, Mr.
Oh, man.
We're going to get in the mid-50s. The record for Madison today is 55 degrees. We're expecting a high of 54, but, you know, we'll see how that goes.
Okay.
Break a new record for February 8th. Boy, wouldn't that be exciting?
It would be.
The meteorologists will be gathered around the thermometer, ready to celebrate. And it's national, what is it today? It's National Giving Hearts Day. Oh, let's see. Let's do the quiz here right off the top. What do you say?
All right, sure.
Which one of these days isn't it? Okay. Which day does not fit for today? Okay.
All right. I'm ready.
It's National Giving Hearts Day, National Iowa Day, National Kite Flying Day, National Boy Scouts Day, National Tap Dancing Day. Which does not belong, John Peterson?
National Kite Flying Day in winter. Not a good day.
No, that is actually happening today.
Oh, my God.
February 8th.
Oh,
Sam?
My guess would be Boy Scout Day. I feel like we just had that or something like that.
Well, we did, didn't we?
You are also incorrect.
Why do I get more buzzes than John?
Because my foot slipped and it hit the button.
Foot slipped. He's just angry this morning, you can tell.
I am angry. Yeah, I can go off anytime. Watch
see?
Out.
See?
No, Boy Scouts Day is actually happening today. National Tap Dancing Day was the correct answer of what day it isn't. It's not National Tap Dancing Day. That's some other day. So let's back up here. National Giving Hearts Day, second Thursday in Friday. Or next, what am I saying? Second Thursday in February.
There you go.
And that is all about the celebration offering one of the best opportunities to donate to your favorite charity. So that's why it's Giving Hearts Day today. Not only that, this is the longest running giving day in the United States. Believe that. Wow. In a single 24-hour period, more funds are raised for charities throughout the Upper Midwest on Giving Hearts Day. Huh.
Well, that's strange.
Figure. Organizations like soup kitchens, medical foundations, STEM programs, art programs, so many more raise money to advance their various missions. So,
well, that puts a lot of pressure on people raising money for these foundations, right? I mean, it's crazy. And now they have to, you know, stay with this, the highest day for contributions.
That's
just amazing. The pressure on the public is just incredible, too.
Yeah, they give and give and give and
Is the thanks they get.
That's the thanks they get. Yeah, that's right. It's National Iowa Day. Let's salute Iowa. It's over there, you know, on the other side of the Mississippi.
Somewhere.
I love this description. Located in the Midwestern region of the United States, Iowa is known for its rolling hills, its cornfields, and small towns. Mm-hmm. While it may not be the first state that comes to mind when thinking about interesting or unusual facts,
right,
there are plenty of cool things to know about Iowa. Mm. Like what? Yeah. For starters, Iowa is home to the oldest city in the state, Dubuque. Okay, every state has the oldest city in the state. theirs happens to be Dubuque.
Right. You're so right, man. You just nailed it, right?
Dubuque was founded in 1788, making it the oldest city in Iowa. Oh, yeah. Good for them.
What is our oldest city here in Wisconsin? Anybody know?
That's a great question. Sam, start doing some research on that.
I'll check the Google machine.
All right.
Better than the Alexa machine, because the Alexa machine just wants to yabber.
Yeah, that's right.
Green Bay.
No.
Green Bay is the oldest city in Wisconsin?
That's what National Park Service says, yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
It's a big city.
I guess that would make sense.
Yeah, but like it's right on the Great Lakes. I'm sure the fur trappers used it way back when.
Shipping, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Sure. Yeah. That makes sense. All right. National Kite Flying Day today. When was the last time you flew a kite, John?
Well, it wasn't in winter.
Anybody?
Okay. Yeah. I mean, anybody they raised their hand agreeing with me on this one?
Yeah. It doesn't make sense, but it's on February 8th, and National Kite Flying Day happens. It encourages exploring kite flying and making kites, not just buying them store-bought. Make your own kite. You can go online and get some tutorials. No, never. I would never do that.
I remember trying to do it, you know, with the sticks, the crossing the sticks, and then gluing it and putting the paper on it. It was just I never completed.
Yeah. Yeah. You put way more effort into trying to make a kite than I did. I think I tried doing it once when I was a kid out of like a garbage bag or something.
Oh, that's pretty quick. Yeah, that's a quick one.
It didn't work. It didn't fly.
Kites date back to China in 470 BC. Wow. They were flying kites then, way back when.
Isn't it interesting? They have those lanterns.
Oh, I know. Those Chinese lanterns.
Yeah, those Chinese lanterns that float, just float in the air.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's National Boy Scouts Day. We salute the Boy Scouts on this day. You know,
we do this every week. We're saluting the Boy Scouts every week.
No, we're not. Did we last week? I don't recall.
Folks, you must remember other day? This. Every month we have another Boy Scout Day.
As the resident Boy Scout here, I think it was the original book got published a few weeks ago, and then today commemorates when it was brought to America 2 years later.
Oh, okay.
You are correct, sir, because the National Boy Scouts Day, since 1910, boys across America have been doing good deeds, learning survival skills and developing moral foundations through the Boy Scouts. Our own Sam Davison is an Eagle Scout, and we salute you on this day, Sam.
We're happy that made it. You know,
Made it through. It did start out as a British thing. British Boy Scouts were a thing a few years before it came across the pond to America.
Let's remind everybody what it was originally called. It was Scouting Boys.
Scouting for Boys.
Yeah, there you go.
You're right. Scouting for Boys. Yeah. That was a book by Robert Baden-Powell in 1908. It was a British organization, the British Boy Scouts, Scouting for Boys.
You think they may have banned that book someplace in
decided to change the name of it a little bit. It didn't seem to work. Scouting for Boys. Scouting for Boys. Different connotation even way back then. Okay.
It has to have had.
Yeah. One of the great movies of all time, Taxi Driver, was released on this date back in 1976. Yes,
you
Taxi Driver. Yes.
You.
Yeah.
You talking to me?
You. Yeah. I'm talking to you.
Yes. Yes. We're talking to you. Robert De Niro. What a classic scene, classic movie.
Taxi Driver. Line, huh?
Yeah, 1976.
It's almost as good as the Chip Roy thing.
That Chip Roy thing? Yeah.
I can't remember what it was now, but yeah.
Well, his speech.
Yeah.
One material thing. This is not the recording if you thought it was.
Well, here it is.
That's what your face impression gave.
I have it right here.
Oh, okay.
Oh, here we go.
I want my Republican colleagues to give me one thing, one that I can go campaign on and say we did.
There it is. One thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That's what it was. Yeah. Well, then they still don't have one thing. They're just struggling, it seems, to come up with something.
We'll talk about that in just a few moments, actually.
All right. Good enough.
Yeah. I'm exhausted, you know. I mean, that was just really amazing. The days of the calendar. Wow. Who would have guessed?
We're only 15 minutes in. You're exhausted already? Really?
Yes.
We're just getting warmed up here. Well, come on, buddy.
Okay, another cup of coffee. That's what I need right now. I'm going to get another cup of coffee.
Coffee? Really? Seriously?
What's that? Fish in the
coffee?
Purple?
Yes.
Who wants coffee?
Yeah.
I just made
I do.
Right.
Does anybody want coffee?
Right here. Right
Please.
Here.
Please.
Does anybody what want coffee? Who wants
coffee?
Is he going to pass the studio by again?
Here we go.
I just made coffee.
Can he not see that we're just sitting here with our coffee cups in the air?
Well, we do this often out on State Street, you know, asking for change. Maybe that's what he thinks. I don't know.
I don't know. Coffee's a little bitter this morning. It's got a little edge to it, at least the cup that I have here.
Well, my cup is perfect.
Mm?
Nice French blend. Love
really?
It.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you want to wake up, gotta fill up your cup. Coffee.
Yeah, coffee.
Yeah.
Let it play.
Want to stay up late? Simply percolate coffee.
You want to get up early?
Yeah.
Need a cup.
I have a confession to make. I've been taking a caffeine break lately. I don't have any coffee today.
Oh no!
Is that why things have been a little bit crazy in your
department?
A little slow. Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Why the break? What happened?
Yeah.
Well, I realized that I was drinking more coffee than I was drinking water during the day. And that's probably not the best thing to be doing. So,
actually, it is a good thing to do. Keep doing it.
I'm sure.
And you'll live forever.
Look at us. We've drank coffee all our lives.
Yeah. Look at us. This is what coffee does to you. The ravages of coffee.
It's all good. It's all good coffee.
It is.
My God.
What we wouldn't do without that song.
Well, I know it. Yeah. So. I know we've got a lot of things lined up for today, but one thing I'm really looking forward to, because, you know, the Super Bowl is happening this coming Sunday. Everybody's all ramped up and ready to go, even though, you know, it's the 49ers and Kansas City Chiefs. But what is going on? What's the latest? I haven't heard anything for a whole day about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. It's been a whole day of without any information.
Hey, Gordy, we're going to change that.
Are we?
Yes. In just a few moments, you will not believe the story that's out there now.
Oh, it's coming up. All right.
You're listening to Matt Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt and
Covering
Air on
all
Air.
The news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
You look at Taylor Swift. She fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never mount to anything. But it doesn't matter. matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Mad Radio WMDX.
What happened
there? 92.7 FM at 1580 AM. I was drowned up by the music, maybe, I thought. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm on this end there, on that end.
Okay.
And this is the John and Gordy Show.
Such as it is. Yes, it is. And it's cloudy today, a little bit of rain here and there. Yeah, you might want to grab the umbrella. I don't think it's going to be a big deal. Raincoat, not really necessary. No. Boots, I would leave those at home. Maybe just a little umbrella, a tiny umbrella. Maybe one of those umbrella hats would be in order today. It's going to be 54 degrees this afternoon. 54? Oh, man. Springtime in Wisconsin.
It is fantastic. Yeah. A little muddy out there because of that.
Muddy?
Yeah. If you try to go out on the lawn with the dog, it's pretty muddy out there. And then you have the dog's paws. Man, what a nightmare that's going to be today.
Oh, boy.
We're going to release the Kraken at about 8:30, folks.
Release the Kraken?
Yeah. That's,
is that what you call the dog now?
At this point, every morning, it's release the Kraken. And if you're, a Pirates fan.
Right.
Yeah. Pirates of the Caribbean, that is the Kraken that you probably are familiar with.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, you mentioned Travis Kelce, and it wouldn't be a day without mentioning Travis Kelce a lot. So.
And Taylor Swift. Yeah. Can't forget her.
Tay. Yeah, we got to talk about Tay as well. But Travis Kelce has his new comic book coming out. Yeah, brand new. This is something they just slapped together before the Super Bowl.
Another money grab?
It could be. But there's a history on this, so let's just check this report out.
Alan Shope has an early look at the new famed Travis Kelce comic book.
Got 22 pages to tell this guy's life story.
Yep, he's a Kansas City superhero, and now Travis Kelce has his own comic book.
I was a little stuck at first. I'm like, there's a lot of information about him out there.
Fame Travis Kelce gets released on Amazon on Wednesday. Michael Frizzell, a comic book writer from the Springfield area, wrote the comic. He says, based on the success of their recent Taylor Swift comic, what about Travis Kelce was a no-brainer.
And I remember the publisher messaging me going, I'm going to sit on the Travis book till March. And I said, no, you're not. What are you doing, man? No, get it out there now.
Michael says, putting the comic together was a quick process. Start to finish, they did it in just 3 weeks. And it's not really an action hero type of a comic book.
It is definitely more rooted in reality.
Although he says Travis has reached the same heights as superheroes.
Surely dating one of the most popular singers in the world right now isn't hurting his brand, but we liked him well before that.
Michael has written over 100 comic books and says the Travis Kelce story is just a natural fit.
With comic books, you have a universal appeal that you might not have otherwise.
And he hopes this one becomes popular enough to write a sequel.
There's a larger-than-life personality there that really shines.
In Kansas City, Alan Shope, KNBC 9 News.
There you go. Fantastic.
And Michael adds...
Yeah. You know, the thing here is, maybe we can give Travis superpowers. What kind of accident could Travis Kelce be a part of that will give him his superpowers? And maybe he'll even use them in the Super Bowl, although he shouldn't. Superheroes don't use their superpowers to gain advantage over normal, everyday human beings.
Right. Yeah, not for their own, well-being. It's to help others. Yes.
Right, exactly, exactly. Spider-Man, it was like that, where Spider-Man, he could have been a great basketball player in high school. He gave that up. He wasn't going to use his powers to achieve popularity in high school.
Well, maybe the only superpower that Travis Kelce might have would be only when he's teamed up with Taylor Swift.
Oh,
only when they are together, they become a super duo.
Right.
They cannot be stopped no matter what they do, doing things for the good
of
mankind.
They already have that power. They have that power already.
Yes. And billions of dollars.
God, yes. Well, I think you've got it right there. Yeah. It is a super duo. And plus, he's got a super sense of humor because he was on Saturday Night Live. He hosted it. And it was one of the funnier Saturday Night Lives. If you can, you check it out online.
Yeah. Sam, maybe you could look up. Do you even know who's singing at the Super Bowl or who's the main act? It seems
like
I heard it.
Are you asking me? I don't. Well, let me check the Google machine.
Okay.
Thank God for AI, right?
Yeah,
and
we're
going to bow down to the AI gods pretty soon.
Mm. Well, Sam's checking that.
This is Super Bowl 58, right? Usher.
Sure.
Usher will be singing. I don't know. They usually have a couple people now. I don't know who else is going to be.
Right, yeah. Usher.
Find out who's singing the national anthem. Can you look that up?
Yeah.
I don't know that. You know, we should have all this. I mean, it's only a couple of days away. People need to know. You know, what time to tune and what time is kickoff.
Reba McEntire.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Reba. Oh, good for her. Singing the national anthem.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Are you having a Super Bowl party at your place, John? Or is that the...
No, I understand Catherine's having another party because...
I don't think so.
No.
I doubt if that's happening.
Because you did all the shopping for the food at her last party where the Packers lost.
Yeah, Well, it was a good party, though.
Yeah, it was a good party. Just that, you know, whoever did the grocery shopping really needs some help.
Oh, okay. Really? Put that on me. All right. That's fine. I'll take the hit. People seem to enjoy the food that was served. I don't know.
No, we did. We did enjoy it.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
and you enjoyed the chili recipe that I gave you guys, right?
That's right. Yes. That's right. Yeah. You made that recipe was excellent. We made a few suggested changes to it, but, you know.
Recipe, all the little changes that
you left out
throw
the jalapenos.
In later.
It was the jalapenos were like, eh.
I know. We got to have the jalapenos. You got to have them. You do. You just have to have them.
We skipped that. Well, sorry. Next time.
And she felt bad. You made her feel bad, and that
I
was
did?
Really uncalled for. Really, really.
I don't think so. I seemed like everything went fine. I can't imagine anybody was upset at this. All you were doing was you were in front of the TV the whole night, just ranting and raving like a madman, jumping up and down.
I blocked a lot of people's view. That was sad.
Everybody told you, sit down. He wouldn't listen. Sit down. He was out of control.
Well,
I've never seen you like that, actually.
I had a Don Majkowski jersey on. I mean, what could I do, right? You know, Don Majkowski, the magic man. I was trying to transmit a little bit of that magic into the TV screen so they would do well, and it did not work.
No, it didn't. Yeah, it was a sad ending to a great game, but that's ancient history now.
Well,
so
maybe I had too much wine. Maybe that was it. I had too much wine. I drink beer, but when I drink in large quantities, I take in the wine. It's a little easier.
We were trying to tell you to slow down, but that you weren't listening. You get a fool out of yourself knocking things over. It's just, you know, a lot of cleanup on aisle 7 here by John Peterson.
Well,
okay.
It was
a crazy man when you get a little bit of wine in you.
Catherine said she didn't like the vase anyway, so.
That's right. Yeah, it's still in the repair shop, and it's not looking good on your side. You can expect a bill.
Yeah.
Okay. Our number is 608-879-8255. If there's anything you'd like to chime in about, 608-879-8255. You can call us. You can text us. We're all over social media. We're on Facebook. We're on YouTube. You name it. We're on X. Where else are we on? We're on, the radio station, 92.7, and also 1580 AM. Yeah,
that's right. You can tune in via the radio towers that are out there. It's fine. You know, you can communicate with us, text us, call us, do whatever you want to do. We'd love to hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Alba Show.
The Todd Alba Show.
I'm Trigvi Olsen. Steven from Green Bay. Go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When commodity prices are low, farmers scrutinize every dollar coming off of their check, including checkoff dollars. I'm PM Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. And farmers like Tony Melanton, who not only farm himself in the Ogallala area, are also directors on the United Soybean Board, take those checkoff dollar investments very seriously. He said for Wisconsin soybean growers, the good news is they pay big dividends.
We return roughly $12 for every $1 invested. And then one further, I'm on a committee called World Initiative for Soy and Human Health. It's a market creation program for U.S. soy. Go finding markets that do not currently have U.S. soy and creating that market. And it uses checkoff funding, but they do a wonderful job of leveraging that checkoff funding into more international trade promotion funding from the U.S. government, the USDA. And the last figure is it's for every one checkoff dollar invested, we get $20 from the USDA to invest in international development.
Tony Melanton, he is a soybean grower himself from Ogallala up in northwest Wisconsin. He's also a director on the United Soybean Board. He says that they're introducing specialized soybean varieties now, like Identity Preserved and High Oleic soybeans, as expanded market opportunities and diversified product offerings for farmers in 2024. Markets in overnight electronic trade this Thursday morning still suffering under the weather. We'll get you numbers next.
Leadership Institute is a year-long premier crash course in personal development, agricultural advocacy, and Wisconsin Farm Bureau that builds up strong Farm Bureau members. I'm proud to be a Wisconsin Farm Bureau member because they invested time and resources in me and my development, and I cannot wait to give a return on that investment.
WFBF.com.
A voice for farmers,
a vision for agriculture,
Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
You may know Rural Mutual Insurance as the number one farm insurer, but did you know they also offer a competitive home, auto, business, and life insurance? They make it convenient to bundle your insurance while saving you time and money. Visit ruralmutual.com to learn more.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
No change on barrel or block cheese or AA butter yesterday. The March corn's down a penny. December new crop down a penny at 472. March beans are up one. November new crop down one at 1170. July wheat's down seven at 603 a bushel. March milk right now is currently up a nickel, 1738 a hundredweight. There's just a quick market snapshot on a Thursday. I'm PM Yonke.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Breezy and mild with scattered showers, even a couple of isolated thunderstorms possible this afternoon. We'll get to 53 for a high. The wind out of the south at 15 to 25, gusting to around 35. Tonight, light rain showers, then mostly cloudy. Our low 39 tomorrow, sunny 49 on Saturday. Sunshine, 37. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio, WNDX, 92.7 FM at 1580 AM. John and Gordy, John and Gordy Show, family show. We're here again, filling you in, keeping you updated on what's happening in the world of news and what's happening right here in the state. A few things. I think we have a chef to talk about. And the fact that the Megas have absolutely no agenda at all. We're going to talk about that.
Getting a little bit of feedback here. There we go. Now I think we're good.
All right. Well, that was almost like the time tunnel.
Yes, it was. Yeah.
Or it was very similar to what am I thinking of here?
The teleportation device in Star Trek?
No. I'm thinking.
Here we go. Where's
All that right. is the cone of silence.
The cone of silence. Yes.
Hello.
Yeah. All righty. Well, John and Gordy, want to welcome into the studio here Pat Kreitlow. He has stopped by to say hello this morning. Good morning, Pat.
It could have been just a vandal in your studio.
Yes, you are. Hey, leave things the way they are for tomorrow. We're going to be in there.
I would. Is that box of cereal supposed to be there? Oh, it's...
Yeah, that's Gordy's box. It's been there for 2 months now, and he hasn't finished it yet.
I know.
I'm happy to be here after standing outside the studio for 20-plus minutes. My key card, I didn't think, was working properly. I didn't realize until Sam showed up, there's a special door wiggle that you need to give the door to get it open.
You have to push before you pull.
You have to push the door before you pull it. 100 pulls on that door. I never would have figured out to push it first. So thank you again, Sam, for teaching me the secret door wiggle.
Boy, I know. That's a panic situation, right?
It was. It would have been a super cold morning. I'm really glad it's so mild here. You can hear the birds singing already. It's a nice morning down here.
Yeah, it's 41 degrees. Yeah, highs in the mid-50s today. It's going to be great. Yeah,
it's not like that up north, right?
It's really not like that. Where there's a lot of concern about winter recreation, the Birkebeiner, everything else that's up there. Again, now for folks like me, whose winter recreation consists of walking to the hot tub, this is not such a big problem. But for so many others, it is, and I understand their pain. I'm just saying personally, it's all right for a year. It's all right for a year.
I know. Sitting out on a hot tub on a cold day, that is perfect. Oh. Ideal. And what a way to celebrate constantly up north.
It truly is. I will watch it sometimes and go, oh, look, he caught a fish out there on Lake Wasota. Good for him. Yeah.
Wow.
So, Pat, you're here in Madison today, today and tomorrow. What's up with that? You're here in the southern part of the state instead of up north.
Yeah.
What's the occasion?
The occasion is just simply getting together with some of our other Up North News team members. We have Selena Heller in Eau Claire. We have Sherita Booker in Milwaukee. We have Christina Laurie right here in Madison, formerly of News 3. And so we're just having a little team meeting with some folks from Courier Newsroom, our parent company, who are coming in. So it's just a little retreat, especially the out-of-state folks who've never been to Madison and want to know some of the Wisconsin experience. So I'm sure we'll find some kind of a supper club to take them to later on. We have to kind of tap dance it because somebody in the corporate office in New York set up the things originally. And it said, well, you're going to meet at this place in Middleton, and then your dinner's going to be at this place in Wauwatosa.
Oh,
no. And we're like, no.
No, it's not a suburb, close.
Those are not Twin Cities. No, not by any stretch. So we're winging it today.
That's great. What's going on up north that we are unaware of down here in the southern part of the state? Anything important that we're not following that we should be?
I think for folks up there right now, it is mostly about the winter recreation and the economy and things like that. But by and large, I think that much like this part of the state, we're looking at 2024. And you could see from the new Marquette poll that came out yesterday that a lot of people are not enthused about the race. But if you say, with the polling equivalent of a gun to your head, what are you going to do? You see, again, we always say it's a 50-50 state, but based on registered voters, when you ask them the question, we're a 49-49 state. That's where the numbers are right now. And I just want to know the 2% who, even with a gun to their head, say, I don't know.
Yes, I don't know.
Yeah,
yeah, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. It's not like the news isn't out there and people aren't talking about this constantly, or that people are very, very upset on either side of the aisle in regards to all of this. And we're certainly, you know, adding to the confusion, I suppose, maybe. I don't know.
we try to explain things, you know, in our own ways at Civic Media and at Up North News to try to make some of these things approachable and understandable. But I also learned from the poll yesterday that, you know, there's some things that are really tough to overcome when it comes to media messaging. And specifically, I'm talking about the question of, do you think the 2020 election results were counted fairly? And overall, most people say, yeah, it was. Mm-hmm. But just of the Republicans surveyed, 40% said they had confidence in the election ballot counting in 2020, and 60% of Republicans said they had little or no confidence, which, I'm sorry, in my mind, that just tells me propaganda works. You know,
it really does.
If you repeat something often enough, and that just tells me, when people say, hey, what are you doing? How are things? I always say, I will never be bored. I'm at the intersection of news and politics, and there is always work to do.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Now, Pat, I've lived in Wisconsin about 30 years total. John's lived here all his life, and you're from up north, I take it.
Yep.
Chippewa. Mm-hmm. So is there a tension? People talk about the tension line, or there's a line across Wisconsin that once you get above a certain latitude, there's a different attitude. Mm-hmm. Do you find that to be true between the southern part of the state and the northern part of the state?
Well,
it's a little relaxing up there.
It is.
People are a little bit more laid back.
Yes, it definitely has that vibe going to it, whether you call that Highway 29 or 10 or some people 8. Some people say Highway 2, and I say, please stop it. There's 12 people that live north of Highway 2. But when you talk at it from a lifestyle, it's a frame of mind. When you look at it from, you know, kind of a news and current events thing, it's not so much a north-south line as it is, I'm sure you've discussed, the urban-rural divide, that there are all kinds of people living in rural areas who have trended more conservative over time because of this ongoing talking point about, you know, the big bad cities, the big bad city of Madison and Milwaukee and things like that. And as someone who has lived in it all, I've lived in Eau Claire, I've lived in Rice Lake, I've worked in West Bend, my daughters were born in Milwaukee, and I've worked as a reporter and as a legislator and as a candidate in all kinds of big and small places. We really do have so much more that is similar than different, but plenty of people, they make a good living exacerbating those differences, even though there's people in farm towns where my wife grew up who want good schools just as much as there are in, you know, in any big city. So a lot of the divide that's out there, it's real, but it's kind of manufactured. And the more we just talk to each other, the more we bring those groups closer together.
Well, it is really manufactured. I remember, I'm a big supporter of the fact that we're the dairy state, and I'm a big farm supporter. And a lot of the rural areas, they're not aware that there is a lot of support from the big cities for their jobs, for what they do to the state, their farming communities, all of that. We're big supporters. And it turned out that the Republicans are the ones that don't necessarily have their best interests in mind. For one thing, they wanted to change the license plate from the dairy state, right? I mean, Wisconsin Dairyland, right? They don't want that. They didn't want that. And then one of the legislators proposed taking butter off the table of restaurants. Remember, that wasn't important. That was just too much legislating. That was big government. These guys are like opposed to the industry that is making this state tick.
Right.
It makes us so famous in the rest of the country.
And that's what has led to so much attention on the western side of the state for this election, because you have a new Republican Congressman, Derek Van Orden, who was given this plum assignment on the House Agriculture Committee. And again, the farm bill affects everybody. It's all about, you know, the WIC program, the SNAP benefits that many people in cities enjoy. It's about, you know, food prices and all of that. And the Republican majority has not only done nothing on a farm bill, they've kicked it down the road a year so that nothing's going to get done about the, you know, the monopoly power that is affecting both farm prices and consumer prices. More could have been done to invest in internet, broadband in rural communities and things like that. So, you know, there really is a story to tell to rural residents about who's actually been on their side, who actually makes the investments and infrastructure and in their schools and in their consumer prices. It's, you know, not our job to have that message done. That's due to, Biden and Tammy Baldwin and progressives and all of that. But there's definitely room out there for those folks to make a case to more rural voters.
Right. It wasn't just the infrastructure bill. Governor Evers has done as much as he possibly can with the COVID money to help, wire up fiber optic the state in every corner of the state and try to get, businesses, farmers, small communities able to connect and sell their product and create businesses throughout the Wisconsin area. And that's what's really driving me crazy is that we're not getting credit for it. And when they finally do have fiber optic and they have high speed internet and they're making their business online, who will get the credit? Probably not the Democrats at this point.
Well, no, because you see how many Republicans already have tried to take credit for money that's come into our district. And then, some other Democrat has to say, that was from the infrastructure bill that you voted no on, or that was from the American Rescue Plan that you voted no on. And you're going to hear a lot of that over the coming year.
We're talking with Pat Kreitlow. If you'd like to chime in, 608-879-8255, 608-879-8255. 8255. Pat Kreitlow from Up North News visiting us this morning.
No, I get your emails all the time.
Oh, good.
Notifications on it constantly. Here's the thing with Derek Van Orden. He's obviously not concerned about Wisconsin. He's more concerned with the border, the Mexican border, than he is having anything to do with Wisconsin at all.
Yeah, we were saying on Up North News Radio before that how in some other world, Derek Van Orden and Tom Tiffany from the 7th District up north, in some other world, they could have been national leaders in saying, look, as two Republicans, we understand how important immigration reform is. The dairy industry would absolutely collapse if all of our migrant laborers disappeared. So let's get this fixed. And instead, you hear them caterwauling about, the need to do something. But then when there's a bill to do something, the moment Trump said, well, I don't want that. Now it's a perpetual campaign issue.
Maybe you could answer this. This has been a question I've had for a long, long time. In regards to farm labor for dairy farms, it's a seasonal thing. They treat it as a seasonal thing where it should be a year round thing. Is that anything that is going to change? Anyone proposing changes to that? I haven't seen anything on it.
There have been proposals to change it. And for folks that don't know the background, there are agricultural visas for migrant farm laborers, but they are seasonal. So it's for people that come and help harvest crops. Cows, I don't know if folks know this, they milk year-round. There is no year-round agricultural visa. So
isn't that amazing?
And
how that lasted so long, I have no idea. This is one of the major changes they should be trying to make at this point.
Absolutely. And there's no reason why Wisconsin Republicans couldn't lead the way to try to be, mavericks and get something done rather than play the same old games. That's the frustrating part.
Yeah, that is very frustrating.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Hey. Of course, I was there when we tore down the cheddar curtain at the state line of Illinois because now they have legalized pot. Mm-hmm. We're trying to make it easier for people to enjoy recreational pot in the state. How are the opinions up north in regards to recreational pot?
Well, they do break by party. More Republicans either want just medicinal or none at all. But from an overall standpoint, people say, "What is the big deal about this? Let's get this done."
Yeah, it's in the recent poll, too, from Marquette. I can't remember what the numbers were, but there's overwhelming support for medical marijuana, and I think it's still around 65 or 64% for recreational.
Yep. All right, guys.
Hey, we have to let Pat go and get back to his show.
Toss my own show to commercial break here, guys. Thank you so much. It was great to visit with you. Appreciate it.
Pat Kreitlow.
It's good having you.
We're coming right back.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it?
I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
John and Gordy back on the radio once again, 10 minutes before the top of the hour. It's 41 degrees. It's cloudy. It might rain today. 54 for a high. The record is 55. Will we get there? Will we tie the record? Will we break the record? We will be watching that thermometer very closely all day today.
I think we should spend the rest of the day at the station just to keep people up to date. Let them know.
What the temperature is?
Yes.
Well, we got to get the weather roulette wheel out again for the temperature. Yeah, just one thing.
We got to keep them updated on all of this stuff. You bet.
Well, listen, here's something to crow about for Wisconsin. You ready for this?
Yes.
Top Chef is coming to Wisconsin. Top Chef. This is a big TV show, cooking show, right?
Yeah.
John, you watch Top Chef.
Well, I've watched it a few times. Okay. You know, I really don't care about their jobs.
Yeah, I don't think I. You know, there's all these cooking shows. I don't know. Top Chef is one of them, and it's on Peacock or it's on Bravo Live.
I like cooking shows where they tell you how to cook and put stuff together. But this isn't really a cooking show. It's more of a competition.
It's a competition. That's exactly right. Well, the first ever Wisconsin season of the reality TV show Top Chef will begin airing March 20th. And again, it's going to be on it's on Bravo, and then it shows the following day on Peacock. According to Entertainment Weekly, there's going to be a couple of chefs from Wisconsin on there. Dan Jacobs, who owns the critically acclaimed Easter Eve, and also Dan in Milwaukee with his business partner, Dan Van Wright. So they're going to be on the show. They're going to be competing. And this came about because the state's tourism department assembled, get this, $1.3 million to land the show for Top Chef Wisconsin. $1 million they put up.
Wow, that's weird.
Well, it worked, but it's going to get
Top Chef or Top Chef?
Top Chef, I meant to say, yes. And it airs, they have about 14 or 15 episodes, apparently, already in the can.
We don't know
the outcome. We don't know the outcome. All that's embargoed. You know, you can't tell who the winner is or anything like that. This is the 21st season for Top Chef. And so Top Chef Wisconsin begins March 20th. Mark that on
fantastic.
Your calendar.
Right.
I know. Okay. You cooking fans. Yeah. I know John will be tuning in.
Well, you know, I wanted to own a restaurant, and Anne, my wife, who has worked at a few of those, said, well, if you want a 24/7 type of job, then a restaurant is the job for you.
Right. It never ends.
That ain't happening. No. I mean, radio's like that for me, so I can imagine having a restaurant on top of that.
Well, the restaurant business, it's tough. It's tough. You know, a lot of restaurants that open up close within a year. I mean, of course, it's competitive.
Incredibly time consuming. I mean, you get your family in there. You're constantly going into work to make sure everything is going well, stocked up.
It's not easy.
Everybody's happy, you know, replacing people who didn't show up. It's a tough job. It's a tough job.
Yeah. A lot of things going on behind the scenes.
But have you noticed a lot of the most successful restaurants have the manager walking around asking customers what they Yeah. You know how they like the food, all that kind of stuff. They're very friendly. Yeah. And that's right. one of the things you really have to do to have a really top-notch restaurant.
Yeah. Well, that's right. And so you decided to pass that by in terms of just let's just do radio.
I had to do an all-consuming job, I guess radio is the all-consuming job that I have saddled myself with for the last 30 years.
You are obsessed with it.
Yeah, I am.
And it is a sickness. With you, and we're sorry.
It is. It's a fever dream that I can't wake from.
There are lots of things going on around Madison today. The messy art thing. One of our favorite events is happening at the Madison Children's Museum for youngsters and caregivers. Messy art happens on Thursdays, 11 a.m. There is an admission charge at the Madison Children's Museum. Also, poetry and word art is happening today at Cornucopia Arts and Wellness Center. Let's see, one other thing here. Working with resistance toward a non-dual poetry and politics of truth. Don't know what that's about, but if you want to investigate it, you can go to the UW Memorial Library. That happens today at 4 p.m. John?
Well, yeah, yesterday the census took me right next to the Children's Museum. I had to walk by it.
Oh, yeah. Right downtown there.
Yeah. And, it occurred to me, I'd love to just walk in and see how it looks now, how they've changed it, the brand new building, the new facilities, all the little things that they have for children to do.
Yes, I've been there many times, and I was there just a year or so ago with my grandkids, and it was wonderful. Yeah. Yes, the new one. Lots of hands-on stuff and great for special needs kids, too. Really fun.
I was thinking, I used to take my kids to the other one when it was out on State Street. But now I'm wondering, how cool is it for an adult to go in and want to see the Children's Museum? Does that seem strange or unusual?
No, it's fun. It's an experience because you just get to sit back and watch them have fun, and get into it. And the kids just enjoy every part of it. So it's really a relaxing thing for adults. You can play along with them or make art with them or just, sit back and watch.
On the flip side, my girlfriend and I have talked multiple times when we've walked past it to get to the square about how we wanted to go in and do all of the activities that they have for the kids rather than just sitting back and watching them.
Right.
Yeah.
And it can't. But can you? I mean, do they allow adults to go in there?
You can sure try.
I want to take my kids back in there. We could just see what kids are into now.
They're always going to be your children. So.
I know.
But I don't know if there's an age limit.
They're 2 inch. Well, they're like, super tall, way taller than I am. These are my kids. They used to come here, remember? We don't remember.
I don't think they have a yardstick measurement thing like at the Dells at those different attractions to be this tall to get in or this short.
There you go. Or when they measured them at the old museum, did they take the measuring thing with their name next to it? I think they had something like that back then.
They did. Yeah, I think they did. Yeah. You can check it out. I mean, why don't we should stop by and ask them or give them a call. Let's find out. Track that down. Adults are allowed.
Right. Yeah. Is that creepy? Some guy comes in. I just want to look around. That's creepy. That is creepy.
You might not get in with that. Yeah.
And I don't even know if at this point, because it's winter, that they have any of the outside, like they have a cabin out there. Did you go into that?
Yeah.
Did you go into the cabin at all, Gordy, when you were out there?
I don't remember that. I don't know. Okay. We've got news, weather, and sports coming up. Coming up, voucher funding in Arizona. They're having problems.
We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Outgoing Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm. The way I joke about it is I'm probably not doing my job right if somebody's not ticked off at me most of the time.
The only way you can do it is if you have that steadfast commitment to doing justice. That tension's built into it, and that's quite frankly what makes the job just so phenomenal and exciting and fun.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.